From what I understood, you did Tosas Dibar Maskel Sibu Achlan Hagar Lekulam, is that correct? Is that, yes? And you did the Rashba, which is why I added more things to my Makomos. I didn't know that you were going to do a Raviol. So you did the Tosas and the Rashba. Let's just make a couple points in Tosas and the Rashba. Tosas says, over here, Sibu Achlan Hagar Lekulam, Ba'anu Eichon Masibu, Ba'anu Pas Mahani, Afil. By sitting and eating together, that is kvias. And here we're talking about both Birchas Hamotzi and Birchas Hamazon. Rabbosai, spell out to me, I'm sure Rav Yoel spelled this out already. How do you see that in the Gemara Min Gimel Min Alta? We're talking about also Hamotzi. Where do you see that? Maybe our Mishnah is only talking about Birchas Hamazon. Now, if that would only be if we talk about Birchas Hamazon, then the rest of the Shir would not be relevant. Everything that we're going to, or the first half of Shir, everything that we're going to discuss now is going to be Mevusas on Tosas's Raya the Mairi Bein Bebirchas Hamotzi Bein Bebirchas Hamotzi. First of all, when you did this Tosas, that's why I wrote in the first set of Mairi Mekomos, you have to look up the Gemara. There's no way you can understand what Tosas is saying if you didn't do the Gemara. Hasebo Echad Mevarech Lekula. So the Gemara has, let's take a look at that Gemara. Amar Rav Lo Shanu El Pasta Boy Hasebo. When the Mishnah says that there's a Sebo, Echaz Mevarech Lekulam, there's a machlokes between Rav and Rav Yochanan, whether you need a Sebo for Echaz being Mevarech Lekulam. So Rav says, Lo Shana Lo Pasta Ba Yaseba, Aval Yayin Lo Ba Yaseba. Rav Yochanan Ma Afilu Yayin Nami Ba Yaseba. Then there is another Lashon in the Gemara. Okay. There are two Lashonos over here. All right, let's do it quickly so that we've done all the Gemara and Rashi as far as we can. So one, another Lashon that says that Rabbi Yochanan holds that wine does not... wine has Seba works, Rav holds that. Then the Gemara answers Kasha, and the Gemara answers it. Already from here, Rabbosai, you could deduce what Tosas had said, that we're talking about not only Birchas Hamazon, we're also talking about Birchas Hamotzi. How would you deduce that from the Gemara? Where do you see that from the Gemara? What's the deduction from the Gemara? What did Tosas say? We're talking about also not only Bracha Achrona, we're also talking about Bracha Rishona. Where did Tosas get that from the Gemara? Rav Yoel didn't explain that yesterday. That's unusually Rav Yoel terrorized the guys in Seder on. Where did you get it? Everybody knows what I'm bothered by. Yisrael and Aryeh, you hear what I'm bothered by? Tosas says, Ubi Gemara Mashma Demairi, Beim, three lines from the bottom. Beim Bebirchas Hamotzi, Beim Bebirchas Hamazon. Well, maybe I should just read the next line of Tosas, huh? Bebirchas Hamazon, Ku'uv de the Talmid de Rav. So what does Tosas mean by that? What does he mean by that? What's the raya? Now, if you couldn't figure it out and say there, that's fine. If you didn't ask yourself the question, that's the problem. If you didn't ask, what does he mean? A. B is you could have banged your head against the wall and figured it out by reading Gemara. And C, you could have then figured it out from the Rashba itself, because the Rashba spells it out exactly what Tosas is saying. Now I see a couple more hands going up after I said Rashba. Freddie, you figured out when I said Rashba?
Yeah.
Okay. Who? Let's see what else we got. Yes, Ami?
Yeah,
Hesera,
it's not possible that
Hesera's talking about Brother Chronic, because it doesn't apply to my Brachmein Shalosh. So ask me to understand. What do you mean it doesn't apply? There is a Brachmein Shalosh for Yayin. What do you mean?
Exactly.
Says the Rashba, let's take a look at our Rashba by us. Says the Rashba that when it says over, the Raya is like this. The Rashba spells out a drop more than Tosas. Let's just see it inside so that everything's rooted in the words. The Rashba says, we're going to see in a moment, of course, the Rashba's famous Kasha. The Rashba says, the Yayin Vadai Bibracha Rishona Kama. We're certainly talking about the Bracha Rishona. The Iva Birchas Mein Shalosh, because if we're talking Birchas Mein Shalosh, Achar Yayin, Iyav Shar. It can't be, you can't learn that the Gemara later on is talking about the Brach Achrona. Mishum de Kaimelon, Berej Perikol Balsar, the Ein Zimul Neperos. Because we follow that the Allah is Ein Zimul Neperos. So what are we talking about when we're talking about Bracha Achrona? Must be, we're talking about Bracha Rishona. So hence Tosas revolutionizes our Mishnah. Tosas and the Rashba will do the same thing. And that is where our Mishnah says, Hasebo, Echon Nevarich Lekulon, he says we're talking about this case of both Bracha Rishona and Bracha Achrona. Now the rest of today's shiur is really going to be focusing on Bracha Rishona. If you didn't make this deal, then there would be nothing for us to talk about in the rest of the sugya. Okay, again, you did the whole toast inside with Raviola? Yes, there's no need for me to repeat. So the Rajba then continues. And the Rajba asks a Kasha, which I'm amazed that my friend, Rav Moshe Nechemya Reichman, who wrote up Rav Soloveitchik Shir, he does point out one Rishon on our sugi in the footnote. Rav Soloveitchik said Shir without pointing out that the Rishonim already asked all the questions that Rav Soloveitchik asks. It's a little bit of a pella that in the Rav Shir, the Rav just asked a basic question in Aratosos, but he didn't point out that first of all, that the Rajbo already asks the Kasha, Berachel Bitchaktana. We go through Soloveitchik Shir inside. The Rajba asks the question, Berachel Bitchaktana, and the Ritva, Kemakei, gave an answer which took us 90% to what Rav Soloveitchik's Kiddush was. Now, Rav Soloveitchik built it up beautifully. And it changed my life. This is a because Shtickle Torah of Soloveitchik changed my life. I never heard it from him. I get the but I didn't hear a Torah like this in Torah Das. But I heard from the Talmud many, many years later. It's a beautiful episode. I never knew if it was written up. I never saw it written up anywhere. I think Talmud had been learning by me for a while. I heard me say it, but I just heard it from other Talmud. So I didn't. This is the first place I know it's written up in our sugya. It's a mind-blowing approach. But I'm upset that Rav Moshe Nechemya, my friend Rav Moshe Nechemya, that he didn't point out that the Rishonim already say, first of all, the Kasha is spelled out in the Rishonim, that the Rav was bothered by. And secondly, even Rav Soloveitchik's approach is almost, at least 50-60% is already in the Rishonim as well. So let's take a look with a basic Kasha that everybody could ask our sugya. How would you crunch the rule of Tosos in our Mishnah? Of Hesebu Echon Devorach Lekulon. What is that rule? What is that rule, Rabbi Osai? I would say in one sense, Yesaitan? Kviyas Hasud allows me to be Motzi you, right? You come to my house for Shabbos. By the way, we haven't had a lot of guys for Shabbos. It's always an open invitation when we can do it. Kviyas Hasud allows me to be Motzi you. Or in my cousin's house, allows his wife to be motzi you with the chala. Okay, I don't advocate. It bothers me a lot. Says the Rajma. Uleinian shmeitzin kasha bada. Afilu lebirchas hamotzi karmina deboy esebo. Ugin muchach beedya beplutza de rab rav yochanan biyayini boy esebo lo. Biyayin vada brachu shon the tomar. Vibe birchas main shola shalachar yayin yafshu mishim nekaimu abreish kol abosar de'ein zimu leperos. That's what we spelled out before. That the raya that we're talking about, the bracha Rishona as well, not only Berchas HaMazon, is because the sugya asks from Yayin, and Yayin, there would be no reason, Hesebo Echon Devarach Lekulon, because Ein Zimin Leperos. Vin Kain asks the Rajba, Lama Li Shivarek Alechad Ve'achad, Dokol Chad V'chad Barak Yuvu, V'chaim Elon, V'Berchas HaNenin, Sheim Lo Yotza Motzi. In Tomar, Dafke b'she seba b'kol makom tepik lei da'ona amri kimotzi bracha mipiv. Asks the Rajba. Now it's interesting. This expression of when you say amen, it's as if you said it, is not really a Gemara mefureshes anywhere. It's a Rambam. That the Rambam says in Perek Al Filchus Brachas Halacha Yud Al. That was one of the Maramakomas I gave you. Right, look up in the Rambam. That when you say amen, it's ki'ilu you said the bracha. So asks the Rajba, I don't understand anything about this sugya. This sugya doesn't make any sense. And that is, there's a Gemara Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chav Tes, if I'm not mistaken, that says that Shomei HaKonen, if I have a mind to be Yotze, if I listen to what you say, you could be motzi me. So why do I need hesay boach amivarech lekulon? It should be a repeat in the sugya of Rosh Hashanah. And the sugya of Rosh Hashanah teaches us that if I am kiven libo, he's going to be yotze. So why is it that over here we don't say im kiven libo yotze? Why is it a sebo, only if a sebo echon levarech lekulon? Then we have a shayla, what talal is mi bayayin? Shomei ha-kohanah. No Jew will be left behind, Rebbe said. Does anybody not follow this kasha? So far so good? Good? The four all, Ramesha, Hanania, Yisrael, Aryeh, good. V'loyoy, Elish Yishamei HaKoyne, V'amir L'kaman, B'reish Perek Shosh Yishachlu, Amar Rabba Arachon Rabbi Yechanan, Shnayim Shachlu Echamiyen, Yotze Birchas Chaveira, V'avinam B'amai Kamashmol, and Shama V'aloyoy, Yotze Tanina B'tzarchli Yil. It's amazing. The Rajba asks the most basic question of sugya, and the Rajba doesn't know the answer. The basic question. What happened with Shomei HaKoneh? So first of all, Rabbi Osai, here's a tremendous lesson. And that is, by the way, the Rajba suspects that's a chisaron in him, kaviyachon. Says, v'tzarech li iyud. Now, the Rajba realizes there's got to be some good mahalach, and he doesn't have it. So first of all, that's a tremendous comfort. Whenever you have a basic question, sometimes you feel so silly we can't answer this most basic question. So you should know, the Rajba also got stuck on these basic questions. This is a basic question. This is an art scroll question. The obviously solution is not an art scroll solution. But the question is an art scroll question. And the Rajba's honest that I don't have an answer to a basic question. Okay. It's amazing. Okay. Now, yes, Michal, I didn't say anything yet. Go ahead.
You said that Tosos and the Rajba were agreeing on the Ayin point.
Yes.
Earlier, but I mean, he said Ben.
Rabosai, pass around Rav Soloveitchik's Chidushim. We're gonna do. Because the guy spent time. It's already 3 days on the sugya, so that's why I gave you more Marmakomos. I don't believe I'm sitting on a sugya very long. You could sit months, years on a sugya, but for sheer, I believe in covering ground. That's why the goal was to finish cakes on the Barkin. The Baruch Hashem, we got very close. I'm gonna be straight to the point. We're gonna point out to you Rav Soloveitchik's Mahalach, then take a look at the Ritva, and then we're gonna start the next Gemara. And ironically, I didn't know this. When I was preparing the shiur, when I was setting up what I was gonna do, and then Rav Yol told me he did the sugi with you yesterday. So I decide on the spot, we're going to start the next sugya, and I didn't realize there's a Rosh who actually directly connects to this previous sugya as well. So, we have a lot to do. Yeah. If I don't understand what you're bothered by.
Okay, sorry, I didn't really say it.
Go ahead.
You said that, so, he says, Mefurish Berkas HaMazon.
Right.
So, and then, Rajba says, Zimun.
No.
So Rash is talking about Zeman and he's talking about Berkas HaMazon. They're not talking about the same thing. Because if they were talking about the same thing, then they wouldn't be bothered.
Why is the Chiluk Mechalek?
So because I think Eitan said yesterday that the Rash was bothered by Yayin because Yayin says, oh, you can't do a Zeman with Yayin, but really you should be able to do Berkas HaKorona with Yayin. They should all join in with Yayin. So if they should all join in with Yayin, it's much more. It's not even the Rash's question is not a good question because. Yayin's not a riot because they could be doing. You're not talking about
what does Tosfos mean when he says the Ma'ariv Bei Berchas Hamotzi Bei Berchas Hamazon. He's going with the same riot.
When it says talking about Pas.
Where do you see that from the Gemara?
So what it says he's
where do you see that's Bracha Rishon? Maybe it's Bracha Achrona.
I think Pas would be there. Bracha Rishon.
I disagree. I think he means the Raj. That's my opinion.
We can agree to disagree.
All right, well, you can have to prove it. I don't see it. In other words, the Rajba's Raya, you want to give Teirutzin, you give Teirutzin. But the Chura Tosis is working off of the same Raya of the Rajba. Now, Rav Soloveitchik gave an amazing, amazing Mahalach. This Mahalach, I actually had no idea was connected to Daf Mem Beis. I learned this approach from Rav Soloveitchik, a part of it, and you'll see in a moment why I say that changed my life, in a totally different context. And I never knew where this was written. I asked people, where's this written up? So it could be it was just written up 2 years, this was just printed this year. I suspect that Rav Moshe Nechemya cut and pasted, that Rav Soloveitchik didn't say this over here, all of this. A part of it he said alluded to on the sugya, and then he took it from other places. Rasaldevichik developed an amazing approach where he was medayek from a few Rambans. Take a look on page Tav Samach Dalid in the Rishima Shiur. I'm going to do this inside. Ramesha Nechemi did an amazing job in terms of writing it out clearly, maybe almost too clearly. He quotes the Rambam in Hilchas Brachas, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph. And the Rambam has a very, very interesting lashon. The Rambam writes, Kol HaShomea Bracha Min HaBrachos Metchila V'Atzofa. If you hear a bracha being said, U'miskabin Lotzos Po Yidecha Vasa Yotza, and you have kavana to be Yotze, you're Yotze, V'af Alpi Shelo Ana Ami, and even if you didn't answer Ami, V'chol Ha'ona Ami Achar HaMivarech HaRezek HaMivarech. Now, Rabosai, I'm not into only teaching the brisker derech, but now let's read this Rambam the way Reb Chaim would want us to read the Rambam. The Rambam writes that your yotzei, if you hear a bracha and have a mind. So let's say when Reb Daniel read the Megillah on Purim morning, so he made the bracha al mikra Megillah. If you had a mind to be yotzei with his bracha, would you be yotzei? Yes. Do you have to answer Amen? No. You don't have to answer Amen. Not only lechatchil, necessarily. That's what the Rambam says in the Reisha. Then what does the Rambam say in the Seifa? What does the Rambam say in Seifa? And if you answer Amen, it's as if you said the bracha. This Rambam mamish says darsheni. What in the world is the Rambam saying? He says, if you have a mind to be Yotze, you Yotze. And you say, Amen, it's as if you said it. It's Barur. It's Barur that there's Tzvei Dinim, there are two halachos in brachos. Number one, one din of bracha is, there's no other way to read the Rambam. Any brisker Torah that's not mukruf, you don't have to accept it. The whole point of Reb Chaim was that the Reb Chaim pointed out that most things you can't, are just, you just read the words carefully, it emerges. There's Tzvei Dinim in saying a bracha for somebody. One is to have in mind to be Yotze, that's one. And the other is if you say Amen, it's as if you said the bracha itself. Okay? So that's number one. And as Tumakoros of Salvechi pointed out, number one is the Sugya Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavtes that says the halacha is Shomea Ka'ona. And then the Gemara in Shmuis that says, Amen bo ha'monas dvarim. Amen bo kabolas hadvarim. It's as if you accepted it, not only accepted it, but you affirmed it, and the chiddush over there is that not only it's halachically, it's as if you said it, or you get what we would call by Mevin Yamin the transfer of the kiyum, that we're transferring the kiyum, but rather, amen, as if you mamish said those words. Not that halachically you get credit for the bracha, but it's as if you said the words. Okay. So that's step number one. Step number one is the awareness that in Hilchas Brachas, there are two things that could be taking place when you hear someone making a bracha. Step number two, and this is the part that I heard from Salvation, in the name of Salvation, without the diukim. But once you have the diukim, it is mamish amazing. Mamish amazing. Take a look at the Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah. What the Rav is going to do is he's going to take us on a trip, and we're not going to follow him on all the trip. He's going to take us a trip and show us that there are different tefillos, that there are different brachos, where there are different things that are at play, according to the Rambam. Let's take a look at Perek Tes Hilchos Tefillah. Continues on in the first column of Tav Samach Dalid. V'shliach tzibur maschil u'mispal b'kol rav. In the halachas of Chazaras Hashatz, he says that the shliach tzibur davens b'kol rav. Mitchilas ha-brachas, lahotzi es mishalo espalo, to be motzi that person that did daven, v'hakol, shreimin v'oinin amen achar kol bracho bracho. And everybody listens, by the way, one of the highlights of the Shabbaton. By the way, Shabbaton is beautiful. Mitzvah Hashem. If you have to be in America, you can get a tremendous amount of chizuk by going to the Shabbaton. It's a little bit overwhelming because you can't really catch up very much with the Rebbeim that way if the Rebbeim aren't sticking around. Because at the Shabbaton, there are, you know, 30 guys say hello. I told Eitan, and he would appreciate this, that I said hello to Ezra at the Shabbaton. I said, Shalom Aleichem Eitan. So that was very apropos. I didn't realize it. But that's all I got to say. I got to say hello to Ezra. That was it. That was the extent that I was able to speak to. Anyhow, Rabina said during Shal Shudas, he said, if you talk in shul, better not go to shul at all. Says the same halacha that Rav Soloveitchik said, that you're not allowed to go to a conservative shul to hear Tzkiyas Shofar. He said, better not to go to shul at all than to talk during Chazaras HaShatz. What do we see that during tefillah in general? In Chazaras HaShatz, now let's be medayik, now let's go be medayik in Lashon Rambam. The Rambam says that the Shliach Tzibur is motzi someone, and then he says, v'hakol shoymin v'oynin amen acharehim. And everybody listens, and he says, amen. What's this? Everybody listens, says, amen. The Rambam, when he talks about Shomei HaKona, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, doesn't say that you have to say amen. Why? Beautifully. Because we pointed out from the Rambam in Hilchas Brachas that there's Tzvei Dinim in hearing a bracha. One is you can be Yotze through Shomei HaKona, and the other is through amen. What's the chiluk between the two? What's the difference between the two? Why is it that when it comes to Mikra Megillah, to be Yotze with the brachos, Mi'ikra Dedina, you don't need to say amen to Rav Daniel's brachos. But when it comes to Chazaras HaShatz, Chabal, we only get three of those in Yeshiva during the Chatan. But when it comes to Chazaras HaShatz, you have to say amen. That's a chelik in Chazaras HaShatz. But Maven Yavin, it's even mashal for the Rambam. Now, the Rav didn't necessarily say this. I would even go a step further. The mashmos of the Rambam is there's one halacha of being yotze with the shliach tzibur, and then there's a separate halacha, it's going to fit in beautifully to what the Rav said, for everybody to say amen. That's why his grandson, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal, I don't follow all the brisker minhagim, but this changed my life, so I do. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal used to not say Baruch Hu Baruch Shema. Why? Because there's a kiyum in saying amen. The gro is makbid that if you say Baruch Hu Baruch Shema, there's a hefsik in being yotze the amen. It seems like there's a kiyum over here of saying amen. Saying amen to the bracha. Just like we don't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shema on Mikra Megillah, so too, not to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shema in Chazaras HaShatz. That there's a kiyum in the amen. Oh. So what's the pshat? Why did the Rambam say that you have to answer amen and that's outside of the halacha being yotzei? Don't you have the rule of Shomei HaKona? What about the rule of Shomei HaKona? So what's the pshat? So the Rav pointed out that there's Yerushalmi. And this Yerushalmi puts together Birchas HaMazon, which Rav Soloveitchik discussed earlier on Tav Samach Gimel that I didn't discuss. We're not going to focus on that. And Vila and Kriyashma. By the way, I would like you to look up the Yerushalmi and decide whether it's Mukhruch and the Yerushalmi what the Rav was saying. I'm not necessarily convinced it's Mukhruch and the Yerushalmi. This Yerushalmi is amazing. Everybody's willing to know without Rav Soloveitchik's Shikul Torah. And that is that Yerushalmi says, there's an opinion Yerushalmi that says you can't be motzi somebody in tefillah. Why? Why can't you be motzi somebody in tefillah? Tefillah rachmi ninu. Tefillah is rachmi. When it comes to Mikra Megillah, there you and I have the exact same chiyuv of Mikra Megillah, exact same set of words. Tefillah is a bunch of words. No way. Daniel and I discussed. What's tefillah? Tefillah is a heartfelt expression of a person. Rachmi, begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu for rachmanis. And when a person feels that, that's the essence of what tefillah is. So it's not something that someone says the words for you. Mikra Megillah, someone says the words for you, not for davening. If davening is just words, that's not tefillah at all. Daniel was telling me when he feels davening. So that's the essence of davening. Rachmi. So it can't be that tefillah works like Shomei Kona. Says the Gemara, that's why someone can't be motzi you in tefillah. Shomei Kona doesn't work. But what happens if it's considered as if you yourself said it? What happens if you say amen and you feel as if you said it? So then it's only if you feel if you said it. So then in such a case, tefillah, the Gemara says, Shamei Kona doesn't work. Kabbalah Sol Bachul Shemayim of Kriya Shema doesn't work. You can't be motzi me in your Kabbalah Sol Bachul Shemayim. It has to be my Kabbalah Sol Bachul Shemayim. And the only time you could be motzi me with the words is not that you're transferring your halachic kiyum. Is if I have Kabbalah Sol Bachul Shemayim when I hear your words. Therefore, Chazar is a shatz. If you're not feeling the words, there's no kiyum in the amen. It's only amen as if you said it, if your mamish feeling it. And Yushalmi puts together the Rav claim, three things. Tefillah, Berachas HaMazon, and Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim Kriyish. Now, what emerges? Here's the theme. The theme is that Shomei HaKona is not operative. Why Shomei HaKona not operative? Because it's not a transfer of a kiyum, it's a personal expression. So what do we see? Now take a look at paragraph Amnam. Amnam sarachin lefize heichi kaimulam betfila sheshliach tzimer motzei ra'avi dechavasa. If we say that the halacha is that tefila, you can't be motzi somebody else, like Yushalmi says, so what pshat chazar is hashat? Val korchach tzarech lomar dechaluk kiyum tefila betzibur b'yisod din amidin shamei akone. Chazar Zashatz is not halach in Shomei HaKona. The betfilas ha-tzibur chal chalois shem v'cheftza shel tfilas ha-tzibur. There are two forms of tefillah. There's tefillah bitzibur. This is what I had heard. This crunch is what I was taught. There's tefillah bitzibur and there's tefillah ha-tzibur. There's tefillah when you're davening with the tzibur, and then there's another tefillah that you and I, whether we daven Shmon Esrei or not, have a separate kiyum, and that is called tefillah tzibur, the tefillah of the tzibur. And the chazan who does it is doing tefillah tzibur. Now, for that, Shomei HaKona is not going to work. But amen will be mitzarif you to tefillah tzibur, because amen is a different halacha. It's not halacha of Shomei HaKona. Now, I say that this changed my life. This is the part that changed my life when I heard this. Because it always bothered me. What's with this Chazar Sashat business? What's with this Chazar Sashat business? At the end of the day, we already davened. What does the Gemara say is the reason for Chazar Sashat? To be motzi to the people who did not. But nowadays, if you're in a shul, all Orthodox Jews that know Hebrew, so obviously we're yotze. What are you doing Chazar Sashat for? The kiyum still stands because it's a totally different tefillah. It's not the tefillah of an individual, a private petition to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the cry of the tzibur. And the chazan represents that. And when we say amen, that's how we are mitzaref to the tefillah's ha-tzibur. So I remember, it was hard. It's us or not to talk. And then you're not allowed to learn. What's going on here? So I didn't understand it. You know what I realized? That just because I didn't understand it didn't mean that there wasn't an explanation out there. There was a beautiful explanation out there. Didn't make sense to me. Eventually, if you learn long enough, then you get the answer slowly to the things that are bothering you. There's tzvei din, the two halachas, one in Shomei HaKona, and then the other halacha. The rub that connected to Birchas HaMazon, which I am not discussing. And then he says, that's the pshat over here at our sugya as well. Comes to Birchas HaNen. Hasebo, if they're emasive, so then Echol could be Mavare. So what was the Rajba's problem? The Rav Mafser Rav Moshe Nechemi, he doesn't start off and say it's the Rajba's kasha. So at the end of the day, what's going on over here? What's going on is it's the Rajba's kasha. What about Shomei Kohanim? So now we've got the construct already to answer the question. We have one end, the halacha Shomei Kohanim. On the other end, there are things where Shomei Kohanim is not shaykh. We need a chalosh shem amet. So where does Birkas Hananim fall? So when's Shomei Kohanim appropriate? Shomei Kohanim is appropriate when you and I have the same words that we need to say. We call that the same words. Mikra Megillah. Kriya Satara. What happens if you and I happen to have the same words, but you and I have different reasons that we need to say it? I have my Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim, you have your Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim. You have your Rachmi, I have my Rachmi. It's not transferable. Something that can't be done al yidei shliach, if you will. What's Birchas Hananim? You have your words to say of Shachol Yevidvaro, and I have the same words? Or no? Each single one of us has our own Shachol Yevidvaro. Each single one of us has our own Amotzi Lechem in Arts. What do I mean, our own? It's the same words. And it's not like Tefillah, it's Rachmi. And it's not like Kriyashmat, Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. What's the answer? So the Rav goes back to the idea, which actually we argued in all the way in the beginning, it's not, might not be the Maskanas HaGemara, that Bracha is your matir to be able to eat the food. The food is usher to you. So what is it? You say, Rabba Dub Dub, thank God for the, thank you for the grub, or whatever it is. Do you say, utter certain words? Or is the person have to transform, by maybe the other night, the Maral that we said all the way in Elul, has to transform the nitzot to the food and relate it to him. That's our maybe the other. The answer is it's the second thing. It's not just simply an utterance that creates the matir. So I think the Rav is saying a paragraph on the, he doesn't say it out entirely, but rather what he's doing is he has his particular matter that he needs to do. And that's something at first glance is not transferable. However, if you have Hesebo, so then in such a case, then they're doing all the same thing together. And here he's Mechadesh. And in such a case, if they're doing it as a chabura, then the bracha goes for the entire chabura. There's a new halacha that says that when we're b'chabura, we can all make a bracha b'chabura. Birchas Hamazon works b'chabura. If I'm alone, then I have my own personal chiyuv bracha. If, however, I'm as a chabura, so then it's not a chiyuv on each individual to make the bracha. Rather, the only chiyuv is a bracha for the entire chabura. The chabura has a chiyuv to create the matir. So then in such a case, hasebo kula mitstarfin. Then in such a case, they could be mitstarfin. And this is a little bit of a chiddush. I might have thought that when you have still a chabura, each individual still has their own chiyuv bracha. It is one is being motzi the other. He understands va'idei shekovam suda biyachad. The end of Dibra Maskel Avnam mitstarfin lechabura achas lechola habracha lechola chabura. Then the bracha is chal on the entire chabura. That's what's going to happen. Kaftor v'ferah. It's a big chiddush. It's kaftor v'ferah. So Rabosa, you see how this progressed? It's no longer an independent bracha. Independent bracha is shayich by Shomei Kohanim. Shomei Kohanim is shayich. comes to Birchas Hanen, and it can't be shy. It's not transferable. It's like tefillah. But when it comes to brachas, there's a special halacha called bracha l'chal chaburah. That was Reb Soloveitchik's amazing approach. And again, I think that your Chazar Sashas will never be the same. Once you think about that, there's tefillah bitzibur and there's tefillah hatzibur. It's not just dead time. You're waiting for Kaddish. It's entirely transformed. Yes, Eitan. Rabbosai, now let's open up the ritual. Yeah.
So now that you're saying the whole sibur is transformed, how could the one who's not yotzer, the one who doesn't know, the bor, how could he be?
See, the Rav Soloveitchik explains that once he locks into it, so the tefilas hatzib, tefilah bitzibur, so then in such a case it also has both parts. You see where he addresses it?
Yeah.
All right, we'll discuss. It's not my sukkah now. It'll be my pleasure to discuss afterwards. I'm doing the sukkah very fast on it.
Clarification.
So this is a big chiddush. Rav Soloveitchik's approach is a very, very big chiddush. And that what he's saying is that it's based on the idea that it becomes a bracha for the whole chabura. Yes.
So, but Shomei Ke'ona does apply to brachos if you're doing a seva. I mean, he's not going to say, you don't have to say amen. Because I would think, according to the Shimas, you'd still have to say amen. Because otherwise you're still not saying it yourself.
Yichol is trying to pin us down over here. No, it's good. It's a good question. Just a second. He asked the mice at the end of the day, is for that reason a chiyuv to say amen? The chura from Ilchus Brachas is mashma not that way. Kol shmei brachum min ha-brachas.
But that's not tefillah if you consider it tefillah or not. If it's considered tefillah, like you said, like you should have to say amen, because then it's like you said to yourself. And if bracha berachas and nenen are considered tefillah.
No, but right. I hear the shaila. I'm a supa. Oh! Right, he says in the hemshif, yeah. If you need to take a look at the hemshif. V'nir the mishum kach digde karama v'hidgish, shetzarech lano salmein al brachas u perikal falokhi yibad. Ways. Rabbim should esvadu lech opasalish v'syayim b'yurchech mev anu kulami. Harei elu mutarim. Now you have to answer on me. Why? Because it's now this function at Sibur and it's not working through Shomei Ke'ona. Very good. He's not Yotzei simply for being Mechamen Lotzei because he's part of the Tzibur.
That's how
he's assuming.
And even though you're saying it yourself, it only applies in a Sibur? Meaning even though a main is there.
Right. Now, way before Rav Soloveitchik, the door after the Rajba, the Ritva, was the first. Well, the truth is, the Ra'ah also addressed it. I gave you the Ritva to do, so let's take a look at the Ritva. The Ritva attempted to answer the problem of why is there no Shomei Ke'ona when it comes to brachas. So let's take a look at the Ritva. Hesebo Echa Mevarchu Kulan. Could someone read quickly? Ari, you want to read quickly? Pirush, Dark and Hoy. I'll slow you down by the important part. Hesevo.
No, I'll tell you where it starts.
So the first thing the Ritva says is, in general, people don't have das to be mechaber. So therefore, one bracha for one person doesn't go for the other. Continue. So they weren't sure whether they were considered together. Now start translating. In the coat. Just like the halacha is that yotzah ena motzi gemar rashana chavtes, when it comes to brachos of nenin, the Gemara says, just because I drank already, I can't make a bracha for you. However, when it comes to Mikra Megillah, I could read for you and make the bracha. The simple reading of Shulchan Aruch is even if I was Yotzei Mikra Megillah, I make the brachas again. Translate. So too, even if someone. In other words, all of us are drinking juice. Ava bishalo yatsa ain't a motzi. I can't be motzi you because it's not bederek kvius.
Rather, when they are bederek kvius nechabura, when they're bederek kvius nechabura, it's as if they're one goof. And it's the chashuv, and it's considered as if one person, every person is making their own bracha, but one person is making the bracha for everybody. Dafka b'chabura b'kavias.
Right. So I didn't understand what the Ritva was saying. Ritva says, but shomei kona doesn't work. But if you're guf echad, chashuv kilu kol echad v'echad levar. What about shomei kona? So one way of reading this Ritva is the Ritva is saying mamish what Rav Soloveitchik said. The Rav Soloveitchik was mechadid. In fact, Rav Moshe Nechemiah points out, he quotes the name of the Ra'ah. Basically the same thing. Take a look over there in footnote 54. He says that the Ra'ah said the same thing. And he says that the Rav Soloveitchik didn't realize that he was mechadid to the Ra'ah. And that is what? That once you have this whole kvius, so then in such a case, if you have a kvius, then it's a bracha for the whole chabura. And if it's a bracha the whole chabura, then it becomes like Chazaras Hashatz. It becomes like Chazaras Hashatz. Why did he need to make it like Chazaras Hashatz? Because it's a personal matir. So Shomei Gula Shomei Kona is not going to work. But if you create a whole chabura and you do amen, you're mitzdarev to brachas hatzibur. Birchas hatzibur. We've coined a new phrase. Birchas hatzibur. And you create this birchas hatzibur, so then in such a case, then it's going to work. That's one way of reading this ritva. Rabbi Osai, now let's finish Tosos. I'm not done this last point. Now let's finish Tosos. Take a look at Tosos. Who asks one more gosh? Go ahead, Arya, you're on a roll. Vim Tomar, the last line of Tosos.
So now why by Mugmar, even if they have a Seba, that one person makes a Baruch.
Even if they don't have a Seba. What's Tosos' kasha, Rabbi Osai? Yes, Eitan?
How can one person make a bracha on Mugmar when they're not save anyone? It's not a
bracha. Right, we said a sebo echad. You need to do it without the lamdus, just with tosos. You need a sebo for whatever reason. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So the Yerushalmi Parach asks this question and teaches us, Mishum the Mugmar by Mugmar, Everyone has that hanat together, meaning I get like there's kviyas by chabura, so it's one good. Aval achila v'shtiya, but when it comes to eating and drinking, ain't ba el leza after zeh, that it comes this after this.
So the kash is what about mugmar, right? That's like this fragrance that they bring in that everybody enjoys at once. It's not pot that they're passing it around. So what are we talking about? We're talking about a mugmar is that there's one thing that they're... mugmar is what? It's one thing that is aroma for everybody, okay? So with this mugmar, since there's... Now, when it comes to achila, achila is like pat. That why? And why? No one... You don't enjoy the same thing. What's happening? Achila is that everybody's different drinking from the bottle. So technically, in the time of Chazal, it could be that there was one bottle. It could very well be. A lot of times they all took a swig of the same thing. So Ruvay made a bracha, right? And then he took a swig. Shimon says amen, he takes a swig, v'chule v'chule. So there it's not b'yachad. But by b'mugmar, it's all b'yachad. Tov, so far so good? Doesn't matter. But it's considered like the same thing, but it's no longer b'yachad. That's why I dramatize it that way, because each one is pouring out a different amount. It's not called b'yachad. That's what Tais being mechadish. It's not called b'yachad. Because it's not. It's a different thing. It's not the same odor. It's different parts. Different parts. One, it's the same substance. It's different parts. Different parts. Mugmar is one. Im kainim advarim. We're downing at 115, right? Regular time? Im kainim advarim says the Yerushalmi is the difference between mugmar and everything else. Nerabosai. According to the Yerushalmi, what's the fundamental chiluk of hesevo and not hesevo? What's the fundamental difference? When do we say a sevo? When don't we say a sevo? What's the chiluk between when there's a sevo, echad levarach l'kulam? When they're not a sevo, they're not. What could we say we see from here is the defining characteristic of whether we say a sevo or not? Yes, Eitan? Whether it's considered biyachad. Even if you're not having hanah at the same time, the key is, are you biyachad? There are two ways for you to be biyachad. Either the hanah could happen at one moment, that's mugmar, or we make ourselves a chavura achas. Then even if the hanah doesn't happen biyachad, we're connected, and I'm connected to your bracha, and you're connected to my bracha, you're part of the yeshiva is part of you, it's all connected, it's all one thing, right? That's the part of a sevo, right? You with me? Good. In Canaan, Advarim. Now I think there's another way to be master of the Ritzvah. Look, Rav Soloveitchik's Mahalach is, woo, amazing. For Chazaras HaShatz, if it doesn't change your life, on some level, at least change your Chazaras HaShatz. I mean, not to change your life, but at least to change your Chazaras HaShatz. What's a big chiddush? Maybe the Ritzvah is saying what Rav Soloveitchik said. What's another way of being master now, the Ritzvah? What's the Ritzvah saying? Why don't we say Shamei HaKohanim when it comes to Birchas HaNenin? And what does a Sevo do? The answer is Shamei HaKohanim doesn't make us together. And in order to be Motzi somebody, when it comes to Brachas, it needs to be, there's a halacha in brachos that says that you need to be together. Why? Because it's not like mitzvahs. When it comes to mitzvahs, once you say it, it's as if I said it. When it comes to brachos, just a separate halacha in ilchos brachos. And that halacha in ilchos brachos says that I need to say a bracha, not that halachically your saying is related back to me, but it needs to be as if I said it with you. How am I connected with you? Kavana Lotzeis is not enough. I got to be with you. So how am I going to be with you? One of two ways. Either we're having Hanoah at the same moment, or we're Mesiv together. That makes us connected. You don't need to go as fancy as Rav Soloveitchik, or Birchas HaChabura. You don't need that. The Yerushalmi, we clearly say, makes us together even when there is no necessarily Birchas HaChabura. We weren't Mesiv on the Mugmar. Simply experiencing the Mugmar together makes us Biyachad. So a Sevo makes us Biyachad. And when it comes to Brachos, you need more than simply what? You need more than a halachic transfer of a cue. What do you need? You need as if I said it with you. How do we make it as if I said it with you? So there, I'm with you. Either we're having a no at the same time, or we decided to eat together. Then we're with each other. When it comes to Shomei HaKohanim, it's not as if necessarily I'm with you. I have a mind to be Yotzei. That's all I need. And I was Yotzei. Because I had a mind to be Yotzei. I was Yotzei with your mitzvah. When it comes to Berachas HaNenin, you have a stronger requirement. That's what emerges from the Yerushalmi and Tosafot. Now, Rabosai, I am going to overrule the Bakoshas HaTalmidim. the world, first of all, already has, our lives are not the same after this Tosas, after this Rajba, after this Mahalakar and Salvation, after we realize this Yerushalmi. But I am the Vakesh from the Talmidim that we do one more Sugya because we haven't shown how many things have changed. I didn't even realize how connected it was. But Tosas Dibar Maskel Amen Gimel Amen Al Hol Ve'im Be'ez Hakli Upon Me is directly connected to what we've said on up until now. And Chaval, Chaval, Chaval for us to start short. Stop short. So, we have one or two possibilities. Either, first of all, now we're going to go to Halacha, stick around. Now, you could go and come back. So, we're going to go to Halacha now. Tomorrow we're going together to Bnei Brak. Either, if you want, maybe sometimes go to Yeshivas Panovich. We could do this in Yeshivas Panovich. We could do the rest of the sugya, the next part of the sugya, Yeshivas Panovich, if there's time. I very much want to do one more sugya of brachos, because you'll see, you should be jumping for joy from it, how it's going to connect to the Yerushalmi that we just saw. And then we go to Pesach and Yom. So we just have to figure out how we're going to get in this one more sugya, and then either we'll do it tomorrow. I want you guys to prepare. I'm not going to have time to prepare also. Maybe we'll do it 9:30 in the morning, we'll decide. Maybe take your Gemaras with you. All you need is a Gemara. You'll need a Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, Rush. So take your Gemaras with you tomorrow. Gabriel, you're also invited.
Yeah.
I think so. As far as I'm concerned, whoever's in the shir is invited. That's from what I understand. So take your Gemaras. We're going to do the Kuf Shana Zayin. Open up your Mishnah Berurah. And I think the way we're reading in Tosfos points out that you don't have to understand the result that you've said. That's my point, that there are two ways to understand it, but it's not Mukhlo, but Salvation to check. Rabos, I have two halachas in Mishnah Berurah I want to share with you that converge from our Siman. Number one, Siman Kuf Samach Zayin. Yutes, we have the rule from the Sugya in Rosh Hashanah that the Rajba quoted, which you guys all know. And that is, in Kuf Samach Zayin Yutes, Mi She'ena Ochel, if you're not eating, Eina Yochel Levarach Berchas Hamotzi Lehotzia Ochel. By the way, this stands in contrast to Hilchos Megillah, for example, or in many other places you have this. In Hilchos Megillah, the Mechaber Paskins, that the halach is, if you bring me my 6-volume Mishnah Berurah, I could give you the exact Maramakam, but you know, it's not Mahakim, if anybody wants to know exactly what to do with it. And the halach is that when it comes to other things, like Mikra Megillah, there, I could read the Megillah for you. I don't know how to read the Megillah for you. So, Abi could read the Megillah for you, and even if he was already Yotze Mitzvah, thank you, the halach is that he could make the brachos again. Now, there happens to be a big, big shaila about what happens if you read for women. That's a problem, because women have their own bracha, etc., etc. But it's halacha mifureshes. Simin tof reish sadi beis sif gimel. It's a gemara. These are gemaras. But since we're learning halacha, tof reish sadi beis gimel, afal bishi yotze kvar mevarech lahotzi es achar yitzei chavaso. That's the basic rule. But you should know that when it comes to women's waiting a Megillah for women, there is a big question who's supposed to say the bracha. Now is not the time to discuss it. Birchas Hanenin is not that way. Birchas Hanenin, in such a case, then you should not make the bracha unless you yourself are eating. Avolikatanim yochel levarich. But for kids, you are able to make the bracha. Afal pi shein ochlemam kedei lechanchem. The mitzvah, for that reason, you don't really need to say it. The child doesn't really yet know how to say the Shem Hashem. There's no reason, there's no problem saying Baruch Ato Adoy. And for that reason, also, that this will be an important makar for teaching boys for their bar mitzvah, that it's mamish lechanchem b'mitzvahs, So then in such a case, there's no problem of saying the shame Hashem. It should be mentioned that Rav Schechter is of the opinion that the only time you should start teaching children to say brachas is if they understand the idea of a deity, of a god. If the child doesn't comprehend, by the way, in Ramat Beit Shemesh they don't follow this, but in the schools, my four-year-old is learning brachas. He has no idea what God is in his intellect, in his heart, in his neshama. I hope he slowly it does, which in itself psychologically is a fascinating discussion. When do children begin to perceive the idea of God? But either way, clearly intellectually, they have no understanding of it. And according to what my Rebbe told me, one of my great Rebbeim, is that he thought that in such a case they should not be saying brachos. Okay, so that's the halacha, that you're allowed to say the shame, the bracha for food for children, but for everybody else, you're not supposed to. Turn back to Simin Kuf Samach Zayin. What about if you're making a bracha on your own? To be motzi somebody, you're not supposed to. But what about you on your own? You're making the bracha as well. So says the Mechaber, in Sif Yud Aleph, our halacha, if hasebo, so then in such a case, Echam Nevarach Lekulam, on the top of page 128, you have Echam Nevarach Lekulam, that's the Sif Yud Aleph. And then they give us the halachas of kvius. What about if they weren't koveya? So here comes an amazing chiddush. What would emerge according to Rashi and most Rishonim if they weren't koveya? Not allowed to. Shulchan Aruch paskins against everything we've discussed up until now. Shulchan Aruch is against our whole approach. Sif Yud Gimel, Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Yud Gimel, Hecha Delo Kavu Mako, Damrina Shekol Echa Mevarech La'atzmo, Im Kivein HaMevarech Lotziyom, Veheim Niskadru Lotzeis Yotzu. The halach is that you could be motzi somebody else against our sugya, the simple reading our sugya. Where does that come from? It comes from a rokeach. And the Beis Yosef quotes over here, Kuf Samach Zayin Yud Gimel, he quotes this rokeach that says, they can work. Aye! In our sugya, we thought that it couldn't work. There, it was talking about, according to the rokeach, that he didn't have in mind to be motzi. There wasn't, they didn't have in mind. But if they would have in mind, Allah will be different. The Rajba, the Ritva, the Rashi, all seem to assume not that way. But the Beis Yosef quotes this rokeach, and not only does he quote it in the Beis Yosef, he also quotes it in the Shulchan Aruch. Comments the Mishnah Berurah. Zok the Heligim Mishnah Berurah. Pirish b'di eved yatsa. It's only b'di eved. Shelo yitzruku levarach kol echad el chatchila. So one way of understanding also the rokeach is that it's halacha lechatchila that each one should make the bracha. V'ayim b'mag Avram sheniach din ha-shulchan aruch b'tzarachiyun. The Mishnah Berurah says, the Mag Avram says, tzarachiyun. Ki yesh b'sham sarit v'lo kavi ein echad yachal ha-hotzi. We saw that before in the Ritva. So therefore, concludes Mishnah Berurah, that there's a machlokas rishonim. Amnam biur agra echri aladina to derei shulchan aruch ikur. But the bear agra holds that the shulchan aruch psak is the ikur, and you have to learn that our sugi is only bidyev. I looked up the gra. The gra is clear that he thinks the pashas is like the shulchan aruch. He points out that it seems to be that the rishonim that disagree. If I'm not mistaken, he even mentions the Rajba. But at the end of the day, the Mishnah Berurah paskins like this gra. And the simple reading is, it's not even a din b'di'evit. Ma'isa shehoya kachoya. I was at Reb Nevenzahl's house with the Talmidim on Chanukah, I believe, a few years ago. And I had not done the sugya well. And I asked one of the guys to be motzi everybody else in a bracha achrona. So what would the halacha be? Was that correct to ask one of the guys to be motzi everybody else? Because that's why I remembered when I was a child that they would do that. So pure Shulchan Aruch and pure Gra is yes. If you have a mind to be yotzi, not. But so I was. I asked one of the guys already. I said, Reuven, you'll be motzi everybody. But before I do anything, I always ask for them. So even at those davar pasha, I just tell them. So Rikilu tell them. So he said, no. They should all make their own bracha. So it seemed Meister Shaoyer of Nevensal was choshesh for the other shitas of Rishonim, even though the Mishnah Brura just says Yeshem Rishonim. Although he does say Birish B'Dievin Yatsa, so it's Mashul Lechatchila, you shouldn't, even though he quotes that the Gra holds that they should be, and therefore Rav Nevensal Meister Shaoyer said not to. Now, I would point out that's only, Rav Nevensal was giving a vote of confidence to the Tivariya boys. What do I mean by that? That he was assuming that everybody actually knew, either that Uri did a great job, made sure that everybody had the Mincha Meiris with Alamich, yeah? So therefore everybody had the Mincha Meiris, that they didn't know Alamich by heart, that they would say it inside. Or he was assuming that all the guys actually knew it. But when I was in camp, I guess the cheshbon was, because the kids were younger, that there are some kids who wouldn't say Alam Michi in such a case, and then for sure, one should do it. But if you know it, then clearly it's a machlokis rishonim whether you'll be able to be yotzei. So bottom line is, to crunch, the halacha is at number one, is if you didn't eat, for sure you can't be motzi. That's the kulei alma. Unlike other berachas hamitzvah, where you can be motzi, like we saw in Hilchos Megillah, if you already ate or you are eating, Shulchan Aruch says you can, against all the Rishonim that we said Shiran today to try to explain how a Seba works. The whole Shulchan Aruch will listen to today's Shir and he say you make up all these Chidushim to make it work, but all these things, no, Shomei Kehanan does work. You see, Mefurish, Vehem Eskavnu Latzeis Yatsu. It's the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch, Shomei Kehanan would work, Kavanah would work. However, L'chatchila, and Rebbe Menzal in practice, when Talmidim went to his house, held that the halacha is that one should not rely on Shomei Kona for the other Shitas HaRishonim that we were discussing.